Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Well, good afternoon. Today is May the 24th. I had to look down at my watch. Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
It is good.
Someone has taken over our room in here.
We have a new setup.
We're in a very small corner of the room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, great sermon on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We were in Romans chapter 16 with all of the names. And I learned something on Sunday. I learned that if you just talk really confidently about how to pronounce something and do it consistently, no one will know that you're wrong.
Yep.
That's right. I've learned. This is one of the great lessons.
Except for those in our church that are into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like that are, they learn, know the Greek.
That's
and,
right.
And they're like, Scott just totally botched that.
Did he put the accent where it needs to be?
Yeah. Yeah. And then also, my son came home and he said, so what's a holy kiss? And I'm like, well, what did you learn on Sunday? He goes, I don't know, but what's a holy kiss? I mean, so
he still didn't get it, right?
I was like, well, did you listen? So anyways, but it was a great sermon. Friendships forged in Christ.
Yeah. I love that chapter.
Yeah.
I love the this getting a bit of insight into who these people are. And, you know, you do have to read in a little bit, but I don't mean that in an unfaithful way that changes the doctrine. I mean, you've got to do some investigating and think, okay, this... You know, the way he worded this means something, and and what he said and didn't say means something, and the names actually mean something.
Yeah,
and some of the names are names that are commonly associated with certain types of people, certain classes, certain types of work.
Yeah.
So you get some insight into the makeup of this congregation. It's fascinating.
Yeah, when you were preaching, it was kind of cool because I was kind of sensing that you were kind of even thinking about your own life at times, about people that were important in your own life.
Yeah.
Because in there they talk about, you know, Paul's talking about someone that was a mother to him spiritually.
Yeah, Rufus's mother was a mother to him.
Yeah, and so you're sitting there and you were kind of thinking about your own life because you were saying your mom passed away, you were
20 years old.
20 years old, so you kind of had some of those figures in your own life.
Yeah. I think about a couple of churches that I've been to over the years before we started Grace and then even here at Grace. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there have been brothers and sisters in Christ, but then there's always one or two people, women who are older than me who kind of, I don't know, just the way they don't know what I don't think they're trying. They just, the way they say things to me or the way they check up on me or the way they look at me when they say, I'm praying for you or ask me, are you okay? And I'm thinking that you're kind of being a mom here and it's okay. You can do that.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, give me a little bit of an overview of the sermon.
Well, so Romans 16, again, it's Paul's list of greetings. The main point in the chapter is greet. And so we talked about what a greeting is. It's not just a, hey, how you doing? But it's an acknowledgement of someone. And then the desire for them, the expression of desire for them, love, appreciation, affection, you know, wanting them to know the blessings of God. So it's a Christian greeting. Mm-hmm. Rooted in grace. So he gives this long list of people, and we walk through the list to get a sense of the makeup of this congregation, and then kind of, you know, hit three points about it. One, this group of people, they were one in Christ. That was a part of their greeting. They were acknowledging that we are friends, we are spiritually related because we're one in Christ. And then it's interesting, too, how many times Paul said he worked with them and served with them or they served in some way. So I think it's really obvious that that the friendship was forged in service as well as in salvation. It was formed in service to Christ. And then just that verse 16 of chapter 16, when he says, greet one another with a holy kiss, that brings out the affectionate nature of the greeting. So one in Christ, serving together and showing affection.
Great. So what I want to do is kind of amplify that second point in there about service and just ask some questions about service and in the body of Christ and, you know, not spoiling, but I know we're going to talk more about service this summer a little bit on Sunday morning, but want to kind of start there because I had just some thoughts. So you talked about, you know, friendships are forged, you know, can be through service together.
Yeah.
So, you know, some obvious questions, but some may that need to be asked. So are you saying, Scott, that the friendship starts when you serve and then it ends when you serve?
No.
Good.
Short answer.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, the point being that these people are in Christ. You read Romans 16, they're Christians. That's what we mean by in Christ. But it's clear that they were doing something together.
Yeah.
In other words, they had a purpose that was higher than themselves, than even their friendship.
Yeah.
But it was in the context of being Christians and wanting to serve the congregation in its growth and wanting to serve the world in the gospel, wanting to serve the glory of God, the kingdom of God, that they forged their friendship there. So, you know, if a particular task ended, of course they continued a friendship because they continued to be human and they continued to be humans in Christ or Christians. But having said that, certainly the friendships were helped along by the service. The service was a context for the friendship to grow.
Yeah.
I think I made reference in the sermon Sunday to a conversation my wife and I, Beth, we were having last week, and she was reflecting back on the way serving has helped her over the years. And she served in children's ministry. She's done a lot of hospitality at Grace and then just privately for people at Grace. And she served in, you know, things like Vacation Bible School and just numerous ways she served. And she was just referring to how that has enhanced her friendships.
Yeah.
It's a context. It gives her opportunity to be around people, but then it also gives that added bonus of knowing that together they are serving something bigger beyond themselves, and that's the kingdom of God.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question, is how do we define what this service is? And and what I'm hearing you say is that it's something much bigger than them. It's not just a task.
Yeah.
It's a task that has a purpose, has a goal. It's leading somewhere.
Yeah.
Which I would think then doesn't really matter kind of what you're doing in the context of the church. It's all serving that aim.
Right. It's relationship. Yeah. And, you know, this is human.
Yeah.
So if you just look at the dynamics of human relationships, it's obvious that usually people gravitate around something, you know, an activity, a cause, a purpose, an event, you know, a project, something like that. So in many respects, this is just a part of human relationships. But even though it's just a part of human relationships, doesn't mean that we don't experience it, but with that added reality of we are humans in Christ. And so our project, our service, our event, our whatever is serving even something higher, and that is the glory of God, the gospel of Jesus, the edification of the church, you know, the evangelization of the world, the goodness of God in the common grace to the community. You know, that's our high, we're serving a bigger end. And in that context, you know, we then have the joy of knowing that together in our friendships, we're promoting that.
Yeah, good. So some of the questions I was thinking about too in relation to service and serving together is often, you know, people start thinking about serving and they start thinking about how to serve and when to serve and all that. So if you think about service in the church and serving the glory of God, do you think there's a time when maybe you shouldn't serve? Like maybe is there a time, Scott, you think for a believer that's maybe a time where, I don't know, that you may say, hey, maybe it's not a good time to serve for you?
Yeah. Again, short answer, no.
Yeah.
Now, let me qualify that. Let me explain what I mean by that. I mean, think about it. I'm not going to serve. I mean, think about that statement. I'm in a season where I don't serve. Well, you gotta ask a lot of questions, like serve how, serve what context, what do you mean? Because what else are you going to do? I mean, what would you do if you woke up in a given day and said, today, my decision today, based on whatever reason, even if it's a health reason, you know, like I can't, my deal today is I'm not going to serve a soul.
Yeah.
Well, that means you wouldn't even pray for somebody.
Yeah.
It means that if there was a child in front of you that had a need, you wouldn't even, you know, you wouldn't tie a shoe.
Yeah.
I mean, so technically speaking, I can't think of there ever being a time where you don't serve somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
At least you're not in a servant position.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, certainly there are times, that's why we have rest days. You know, that's why we have weekends at work. That's why we take holiday, vacation, yeah. you know. And certainly there are seasons maybe in the life of the church where you've been burning really hard mm-hmm. to serve your local congregation, and you might say, I need a time off.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so absolutely.
Right, right.
But that's more about taking a break from a particular task
yeah.
than it is deciding that you will not be in the posture of a servant.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're always in the posture of a servant mm-hmm. somehow.
Yeah.
But we do need to be wise
yeah.
when we're serving together, that we have ample time for yeah. break and renewal and rest and
yeah.
that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think too, maybe Scott, you could speak to this. The people that are, you know, maybe listening and they're, you know, maybe they work a lot and they've got a lot to do. And because I'm thinking about the serving together with the
yeah,
church.
Yeah.
How would you encourage someone that yeah. is busy like that? They're like, you know, I'm thinking about my wife, you mm-hmm. know, Lucy, it works a lot in the hospital and mm-hmm. she works on mm-hmm. the campus at Vanderbilt. And so mm-hmm. she's busy. Mm-hmm. So maybe serving in the children's ministry would be a little challenging for her.
Right.
So how would you encourage someone that's like, I would love to serve with my body to know and, mm-hmm. and build those friendships, mm-hmm. but man, I'm busy.
I would say, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
People have different callings. People yeah. have different schedules. They have, you know, everybody has the same amount of time, but people have different ways in which they're to use that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, if you have somebody who's working, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours a week
yeah.
in the workplace, you know, they're probably not going to have the same amount of time and energy to do specific kinds of service in their local congregation. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, let's ask the difference between putting yourself in a covenant or membership or committed, connected relationship of a church, and knowing then that you can take the posture of a servant toward that congregation and then actually carrying out a task or doing mm-hmm. an assigned yeah. role. Everybody can pray for their church.
Yeah.
You know, everybody can yeah. give to their church mm-hmm. Financially. That's a form of service. You may not have a couple hours a week to prepare a Sunday school lesson and then go teach a children's class. But you might be able to shoot a text message or an email to somebody hmm. that you know is burdened and say, hey, I've been praying for you. And when we both get a breather, let's get a cup of coffee yeah. and encourage each yeah. other. So see, there's all kinds of service.
See, I like that. So Scott, you're like, I think we're in this now realm at Grace that we call the organized and the organic.
That's right.
So there's definitely the places at Grace to serve in an organized mm-hmm. fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got these organic ways that you can serve even in any place.
Yeah.
The congregation in different yeah. ways.
So if you look back at Paul's list.
Yeah.
Some of these people, we get specifics about how they served. Some we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's probably because Paul didn't mm-hmm. feel the need to explain it all to us. But I yeah. think probably it's also the reason is because they just did it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of these people just opened their homes.
Yeah.
You know, or they took some meals or mm-hmm. they visited prisoners.
Yeah.
You know, who visited Paul?
Mm-hmm.
And his fellow prisoners
yeah.
that are mentioned in Romans 16, who just went to him one day and took care of him.
Yeah.
So I would say to the people who are very busy in a career life
mm-hmm.
and they can't serve the same way other people do who are not as busy, I would say don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Your calling is your career world.
Yeah.
Building spiritually healthy people for ministry in the world
yeah.
is what we want to do. The building spiritually healthy people requires people to serve in the church, but the point of that is to launch us all out
yeah.
into the Monday work world or community world or family world, whatever our responsibility is. Let's not even yeah. attach making yeah. money to it or not. It's just work out there.
Yeah.
Everybody's called to work in some
yeah.
way. You know, that's where we want to be. Mm-hmm. So we don't want this imbalance.
Yeah.
Of saying that you know it's all about serving
mm-hmm.
In a task at your church
yeah.
to the neglect of your work world
yeah.
or that your work world doesn't count. No, God wants His people everywhere.
Yeah,
and so we're just trying to encourage that yeah. mindset.
Yeah, and I like this because you know you look at the text and we don't have tons of backstory on Phoebe, but you kind of start thinking you know she was working. But she was carrying a letter. That was her role in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
We'd at least know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of, you kind of want to wonder and think, and it's mm-hmm. it's kind of fun, but it's also neat yeah. to go, she was kind of doing her normal work
yeah.
and decided to carry this letter.
Yeah.
And again, it was, you know, you look at that and some people go, well, that wasn't that big of, they weren't teaching or
that's right.
carrying the letter of Romans
yeah.
that we're now reading.
Exactly. So exactly. So you look at this, you look at this chapter, and what you don't get is you don't get Paul saying, it was really nice that you were a patron to many.
Yeah.
But you didn't do quite enough
at
church.
Yeah.
You know, I just love it. He's not worried about that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just commending.
Yeah.
He's commending. Mm-hmm. He's greeting. Mm-hmm. He's showing appreciation for the numerous ways that people band together for the glory of God and the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
I just find that to be very,
you know,
very
and then even reading that list, I thought, you know, talking about service, and this goes back to when I played basketball, but I had a basketball coach who now I didn't maybe like it at some points in my life, but I look back and I feel so sorry for him because he had to try to teach young men how to play their role on the team, which means looking at a kid who you all want to be Michael Jordan and all score a lot of points to say, you're not going to score much. You're going to maybe hit two or three buckets, but your job is to play defense.
Yeah.
Or your job's to, I need you to get five rebounds. That's it.
Yeah.
That's not very fun. But I think it's, you read that list and it's like, they're all playing their role.
That's right.
And not to get angry at that role. That's what God has placed you for.
Absolutely.
Which is that's a beautiful, and then you went on to say, that's a beautiful picture of God's grace in the world.
Yeah.
Which is great. So thank you again for a great sermon, and we look forward to another one.
Yeah, we're winding down Romans.
Yeah. How many more do we have?
We have two more weeks.
Okay.
And for sure we have one.
Okay. Good. We have at least one more.
That's this Sunday.
Good.
And then we'll see where we go.
Good. Look forward to it.
Thanks.
Thanks.